Looking back towards Churchill Square, Cranbourne Street would have led into Grenville Place. See map.
I lived above my father's shop until I was married. During the war, my wife took a flat in Grenville Place to be near my people because we lived along the Gladstone Terrace, Lewis Road. They had bombs along there, and of course it worried my people, so she took a flat in Grenville Place, and we were there until we had to move out. It's not the same now. Everybody was neighbourly. Having a business, you knew everyone. They all knew you and would speak to you. But you don't see a soul now. You may only see your next-door neighbour sometimes. It's surprising when you move. I think business makes a great difference. People know you better then. There were all sorts of businesses down there. In Russell Street was a small bootmaker. He lived at number 37 and had a little business on the corner of Russell Street as it bends round. Then on the other side was a small coal merchant's by the name of West. It was only a small place, but I think they used to go and get winkles and they would sell them at sixpence a pint. All the streets were quite small and mainly residential.
Facing Churchill Square Shopping Centre, bear right and cross over Western Road at the pedestrian crossing. Walk up Dyke Road, which is a steep hill, and turn right onto the footpath by the Church of St Nicholas of Myra. Look to the right to admire Wickham Terrace, a row of 12 Tudor Gothic houses designed by the prominent local architect Eamon Henry Wildes.